I'm Jimmy.
And I'm Trisha.
And we're a dating app success story. Together for 5 years, married for three, with one kid here and one on the way, here to help you swipe right and not wrong.
Welcome to the ASL Pod.
Welcome to Age, Sex, Location. I'm your host, Jimmy, and as always, joined by my amazing wife, Trisha.
Hello.
Today, we're going to be talking about something very important. When it's time to stop swiping and put down that phone. I mean when it's time to commit to the person you're dating. And I think this is a big problem.
You're like a scolding father right now. You're telling somebody, you better put down that phone right now.
I think this is probably the number one problem with online dating.
Ooh, big words.
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Well, for twofold. What we want to talk about with when the relationship is at that point where it's really time to stop. But more importantly, in the beginning, I think so many people don't give the person they're with a chance because there's three or four or five other people they're talking to.
Amazing point.
And the grass is going to always be greener.
Or seem greener.
I really believe that operating in a very strategic way on your app is important.
I would say for women, we're probably conducting more conversations at any given point than the average guy. You know, it's just harder to catch, you know, when you're a guy. And so for that reason, I would say that those points are really interesting. Like maybe we're foiling our own plans for love because we're too busy talking to 12 guys half-heartedly in each of them, you know, but keeping them around because we like their pictures or their, you know, job titles or whatever. And we're not really focusing in on finding that chemistry between maybe three or four. Would you agree?
100%. So that's what I mean when I say I think this is a two-prong problem. I think it's the very beginning it's a problem. And then I think a few months in, it's also a reoccurring problem. Let's start with the first half, right? In the beginning, I think it's really important to make sure, you know, you're not having other conversations because that's the point of dating. You want to have those, but I think you need to be very self-aware. And what I mean by that is when you go out with somebody, you're going out with them for a reason. Something happened. You were attracted to them. You enjoyed your conversation with them. Hopefully it was both. So when you're out with them, give them the chance to be that person for you.
And maybe they're not even that person immediately. You know, like maybe, I don't know. But I feel like we're so quick to write people off and be like, well, I have these five other guys in my inbox. I'll just, you know, he told a joke that I didn't think was 10 out of 10 funny. He's out.
You're right. If the guy doesn't or the girl doesn't pitch a perfect game on the date, all of a sudden it's like on to the next one.
That's high stakes.
For people, well, we met when I was 34, 35. So I could tell you from personal experience, it's not on to the next one. It's just going to continuously be on to the next one and on to the next one. You have to just slow yourself down and really give that person a chance.
Maybe there's some FOMO there where people don't want to slow down. They think they're going to miss out on the right one if they don't move on from one that's, you know.
1,000,000%. I think that's the perfect word for it, actually, is FOMO. So I think really allow that person that you're on the date with or on a couple dates with to impress you and be that person for you.
So I'd say the resounding theme here is quality over quantity. You want to give the time and the attention to nurture what could be in a couple instead of sowing seeds and throwing out options to like 30 people, you know, and really focus in on if you're looking for long-term monogamous commitment based on chemistry. If you're looking for something casual, throw the line out to whoever. But if you're looking for what we found, I would say that you should probably narrow your focus a bit because everyone can't be your target market.
Go there with one person in mind. After
that
date. And after the date, keep that one person in mind. Don't jump in the taxi or go back to your apartment or your house and immediately jump on the app.
Let it marinate.
I think that's the best way to go about
that's
it.
That's good advice.
And again, you should be talking to multiple people.
Right.
But when you want to take the time to go out on a physical date with somebody, give that date a chance.
Be where your feet are. If you go to the bathroom in a date, don't be swiping in the stall. Like,
yeah.
That's,
or
yeah,
when the other person goes to the bathroom,
exactly,
take your phone out. And you know what I mean?
Like, just be in the date.
And I think that that's really important. Give the person a chance. Because this is a real person. This isn't somebody you're chatting with online that, like we've talked about in the past, might be calling their friends, saying, hey, how do I respond to this? Or how do I respond to that?
Yeah.
This is a real person and a real potential relationship.
And honor your own time. Like, you've taken time out of your life to meet with this person. Don't screw it up and squander it because you're like impatient and like, you know, just scrolling your phone out of habit when they go to the bathroom. It's like, really, you know, take the time to give it a chance. You went out, you got dressed up, you're there. You might as well see if it works.
I would say, personally, if you're already on a date thinking about chatting with other people on the apps, just on the date.
Yeah, like maybe you're not even ready for long-term commitment.
Or you're just not, oh, this isn't the right person.
Yeah.
If you're immediately, your thought goes to, oh, I was talking to this guy or that girl that I'm really interested in also. Maybe this just isn't right for you.
So obviously we put the phones down during the date with one other person. We want to be one-on-one with them. We put the phones down, you know, in a healthy degree, like after the date, before the date. Don't be swiping on your way to and from. What about later, after you've been dating? What about later? When do you put it down permanently?
Well, I guess there's two things there, right? Deactivating your account completely or just not using the app. So I think for not using the app, you need to have a realistic expectations of where you're at in the relationship currently. Are there milestones we could talk about? Probably not, just because everything's different. Like, you may meet somebody's friends on a second date. It just might work out that way.
I think if you've moved in with somebody or are engaged or have you better have deleted that app.
If we have to give that advice to people, I got news for you. They ain't listening to a dating podcast. They're a dog.
That's fair. That's okay. Fair. I'm just saying, like, the milestones I think of are, like, you should have been done and off the app. The app is off your phone. You don't even remember what apps you were on. Like,
I would hope so. I would hope so. But unfortunately, we live in a very gross time.
Interesting world. Not everyone.
Not everyone. But that's why, like, milestones are tough. You know, we've discussed meeting family is a big one.
Right.
So, you know, friends, you really kind of can't gauge that, because especially if you're in a big city where you have a bunch of friends that live in the city, you might be out to dinner on a second date.
Well, we bumped into your cousin. What date was that? But that was a coincidence.
That was our third date.
Yeah. So like that wouldn't qualify for meeting family, I wouldn't say, because that was not an intentional, like, come and meet my cousin.
Absolutely. So friends is a weird one. It kind of varies. Family, I think, would be a really interesting one to say, hey, listen, if you're inviting somebody to family, there's no reason you should be looking to be dating anybody else.
100%. That's and it's rude to the other person. Like, you're inviting them into this bigger commitment, A, involving your family in this world, their family in the world. You're involving too many
people.
It's
rude to your family, too. Yeah. Like, don't waste my time bringing this person around if you're not that serious about
that's
her
a good
or him.
Point.
I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah, I don't want to feed another face if you're going to be gone in 2 weeks.
I got to learn what their likes and dislikes are and stuff. And I know that they're not going
to
be around for like 10 days. Come on.
Then maybe I like them better than the next one you're going to bring. And it's a whole thing.
Now you're creating a whole problem. I would say in this context, it's really where you feel is that cutoff point. And I think it does vary for person to person.
1,000,000%. I mean, with me, it was pretty early that I felt that. You know, I'll be honest, I was still kind of getting my arms around the whole like dating thing there for a while. I was kind of leaning on roommates at the time who were very well seasoned with dating, and I would ask them sort of advice like, well, you know, this and that. And I had three different people when I first started dating Jimmy. And I said, you know, I really like him. I'm not really interested in anyone else. Like, this would be kind of maybe after the first or second date. And I'm like, I want to give it a shot. And three out of three told me, do not focus on him. Do not hyper-focus on him. You need to date other people, because otherwise you're going to get too focused on one person. And I will say that that is great advice. So for me, I kept on the app after our first and second date. And, you know, even though I had strong feelings for Jimmy, who we had been talking for a while, and I even went on a date after Jimmy. And the date went well, and, you know, it was fine. The guy was a really nice guy. And at the end of the date, he leaned in to kiss me. And, you know, I was kind of in my head, and I was like, oh, it's been a nice date. He's a nice guy. So I kissed him. And when I tell you the reaction that my body had, I mean, the only way I can say it was my soul felt like I was cheating on Jimmy.
Because you were.
On some level, like, if you believe in soulmates, is that not like kind of an indicator? Maybe.
Unbelievable.
Like, I just felt like I was betraying him. And it seems crazy to say after two dates, and, you know, but it wasn't like a crazy feeling like, oh, I'm obsessed with this guy. It was just like, it just felt wrong to be with somebody else.
You probably should sleep on the couch tonight.
But what I'm saying is, like, you know, it clarified my feelings for you to be on a date with another guy. And as I was sitting there and I was like, oh, he's really nice. Oh, I'm giving him a chance. And then there was this moment of crystallization where it's like, it's not him. It's Jimmy. You know, and I was clear about that. And, you know, ultimately, I had warned this guy. We were kind of talking on the apps, and I had told him repeatedly, like, oh, I'm seeing this person I'm really interested in. But I honestly, I appreciated his persistence. You know, every girl likes the guy who, like, fights for her. And so here this guy is like, no, give me a chance. Just give me one date. And I tried. And you know what? It clarified exactly how I felt.
So I was hanging out with one girl, not on the apps. And there was another girl I'd met on the apps, and it was Bumble, actually. We had our third date planned, maybe, already on the books, and I canceled it. I just canceled it.
Because you knew it wasn't her.
I knew after I met you, she wasn't the one. Maybe you weren't, but I knew how I felt about you relative to how I felt about that date.
Right.
I just said, you know what? I'd rather focus on this, but right. I know that that's not it because of how I feel about you.
It's interesting that we used each other almost as a point of comparison.
Yeah.
You know, like, can this person measure up to what I have with this other person? And, you know, I remember feeling like I couldn't tell people that I'd stopped talking to other guys or stopped swiping because I met this great guy. Because after all three of the people I talked to where I said, oh, I really like this guy. His name's Jimmy. I'm really into him. And they're like, no, you have to keep dating. And it's like everyone, it's ironic to say this on a dating advice podcast, but it's like everyone's going to think that they know the path that's best for you. But I think that it's really important to tune in to what you feel in those moments. You know, like, you felt like it was smart to call it off with that girl who you had another date booked with. You could have just showed up and, you know, we've got it scheduled. She's a nice girl. We'll see what happens. But it's like we got very focused. If you know someone isn't the one, don't waste their time. Don't waste yours. Go toward that goal of finding it, even if it's not the person, you know, whatever.
So I didn't delete the apps at that point.
Right, of course.
But what I did do was kind of, I didn't freeze anything. I just kind of took a step
back. Dialed it back.
The people I was involved with at that point in time in whatever context or whatever stage, I ended. And I didn't actively try to seek out anybody new on the apps at that point. I would say it was about a month after we had started dating that I think I outright just took myself off of it.
Right.
Now, disclaimer, I believe this to be true for all of you out there. When you take yourself off the app or you freeze your account or whatever, that doesn't necessarily take your profile down. So if somebody catches you, not that some guy or girl is going to give you some bullshit excuse when they're still screwing around. So
yeah, they're going to have one.
Keep your antennas up. But
look for other signs.
Don't end it just because of that. You know, yeah, it's got to be that plus something else.
When we moved in together at 6 months, and maybe even after we were engaged, a guy from Hoboken reached out to me who I'd known. And he said, hey, I know you're with this guy now and I know you're living on Long Island, but I just want to give you the heads up that you just popped up on this app. And I, like, my stomach dropped because I had long since deleted the app because of those milestones. Ahead of those milestones.
Between that and the kiss.
No, Jimmy, no.
Couch.
No.
Yeah, so I think it was about a month after we had been dating. I said, all right, I'm done. But
right.
At that point, we were pretty serious, I would say.
I think at that point, weren't we, like, doing weekends together?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
I think probably if you want to put a milestone on it, not a time on it, you've now spent the night on multiple occasions. I think it's time to...
Ooh, I don't know if that's it, Jimmy. I think there's people out there who've spent the night with people. I mean,
multiple occasions.
I know, but what I'm saying is, what if I think it's serious that we've spent the night together on multiple occasions. For our church-going crowd, we'll water that down. But do I know that you consider that a milestone, or is that just business as usual
so
for you?
Here's my question, though. What does it matter?
Because why am I going to delete the app and invest more time and energy in you if I don't know you're doing the same?
But what does it matter?
Because I'm not a sucker.
If I'm the right guy for you, what does it matter?
Are you just, if you're banging three other chicks?
Then I'm probably not the right guy for you,
am I? Yeah, but
if
I don't know that, what I'm trying to get to is there needs to be a conversation. There needs to be a definition of what's going
on. So you're telling me you should have a conversation with somebody after like 2.5 weeks, are we deleting the app?
No, that's weird. And that's going to come across as like maybe control. What I'm saying is there needs to be open communication about where both parties are in the relationship.
Okay, I agree with that. However, if you're that into me,
right,
or I'm that into you, I should already have done that, then have the conversation.
Right, but I also
think... It shouldn't
be
contingent on what you tell me.
I also think that it's prudent to have those lines of communication open and to be talking about those things so that if something comes up in the future where you've reneged on what you spoke, that you said like, oh, I'm not seeing anybody else, and then you find fucking Vanessa's purse on his couch.
Yes. My point is other things shouldn't be getting in the way of your happiness. That's kind of been my theme the whole time. Look for what you want. So if you see somebody you want them, go for them.
But don't just look for what you want to see.
We'll get to that. My point is, if you're like, after our first date, I stopped dating other people. That had nothing to do with what you were doing.
That's
it's because
fair.
I saw you, I liked you,
yeah.
I wanted you.
So,
now,
and I'll say this, look, I stopped seeing other people like between our second and third date.
You don't have to defend your actions.
But I'm saying,
you're not on trial here.
Look, I will say, because we were those people.
You were already on the couch.
We were those people for each other. Our actions aligned in time.
It was easier.
Within like a week and a half.
Now,
yes.
What you're saying is correct about the communication.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that is a definite needle that needs to be threaded because you could come off like a psycho.
All right. And here's the thing. I'm coming slightly over to your side because I do think if you're supposed to be together, yes, those actions will align. I guess what I'm doing is trying to shout out the people who have like been hurt in the past and they don't want to overextend themselves to risk that going forward.
If you're not willing to risk getting hurt, you're not ready to fall in love.
You're making me have to agree.
But I do agree that there needs to be communication.
I think you should look at, in addition to maybe what you want and what you're looking for, I think you need to look at the other person's actions as well and how far they're coming to the table. So this is one of my favorite stories about Jimmy. It might have been like the first or second weekend. I think it was the first weekend I went out to visit you after like, you know, a couple dates. You picked me up at the train station and you pulled into the CVS parking lot. I'm sitting there like, this guy's like running errands with me. He's picking up a prescription. What's he doing? And as you park, you go, we're going to go inside and get you what you need to feel comfortable at my house. So whatever you want, hair ties, face wash, shampoo, conditioner. I don't even know if you said conditioner because you're a guy.
Believe me, I didn't even say hair tie. I just said whatever you need because
I remember going through the aisles and like sitting there thinking about like my nightly routine and okay, like I'm going to need a scrunchie for my hair. I'm going to need, you know, a toothbrush and toothpaste and all these things and like asking you, I'm like, is this okay? Is this okay? And you know, not that money is a huge thing, but I remember the total being over $100 and you said like, you're like, it's totally fine. I want my house to feel comfortable to you like it's your house. I want you to feel super at home. And that is a big...
That's when you deleted the app?
No.
After I spent $100 on nighttime supplies for you?
No, but what I'm saying is like, what is the other person showing you by way of commitment? Because like for me, it made me feel a lot more comfortable because we hadn't yet had that conversation
it's
about
good for
being...
the conversation.
Wait, but we hadn't yet had that conversation about boyfriend and girlfriend. But it showed me your level of commitment that you, A, didn't have those things existing, like a stock drawer for lady du jour who was spending the night.
But
like you wanted me to have my own stuff and you weren't scared
of
other.
We have to be clear what we're talking about here, though. Now it's appropriate time for the conversation,
yes.
Not to actually for you to get out of your own way and stop using the app.
I should have stopped in your own heart
and your own mind. Those are two different things.
I should have made that decision independent of you based on what I felt for me.
That was an appropriate time for us to have the conversation. To say, hey, you're not on the apps anymore, right? No, you're not on the apps anymore, right?
And then it's more of a formality more than a monumental, we need to talk. Are you on the app still?
So when you stop using the app, there's somebody you know that you're really interested in and you should really give them your full attention. And then deleting the app is a little bit more down the line. You just keep it in the back burner. Maybe you don't even have it on your home screen anymore. Maybe even just
get out of the habit of using it and see how that feels.
Then deleting the app is probably more, like you said, when it's time to have that communication. Maybe you already have deleted it.
Right.
But now it's the official time. Let's have this talk and let's make sure that neither one of us is on the apps anymore and we're really committed to this.
And that's just a general talk of exclusivity then. You're not seeing it. Because that's
essentially... You may have deleted it already, like we said.
Right. I just want to confirm that you're not seeing anyone else because I'm not seeing anybody else.
Yeah. And I think the example you gave was a good one. That's the level of intimacy and exclusivity that might be time. You really don't want to come off after like two dates saying you're not seeing anybody anymore, right? Like this is crazy.
And you're gonna come off as a little clingy. I would say also in that time, Jimmy jokes I'm crazy because I sought to have that conversation 6 weeks in or so, 6 weeks or so in about exclusivity. But it's like in that amount of time that I was not on the app, I wasn't overly fixated on whether or not he was, because I was still trying to decipher how I feel and what am I doing. And I think it's important to kind of get your own self situated, and you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Because when you talk about after the fourth date, if you're like, oh my God, are they on the app? I need to make sure that they're not. That strikes me as something that needs healing within that person. Like that kind of neurotic, frenetic, anxious energy, that needs to be looked at on your own, respective of whoever you're dating.
I think we we answered a lot of questions, but I think we kind of brought up a lot of questions that we maybe need to explore a little bit more on. So hit us up, theaslpod@gmail.com. All our socials, Trisha, what are they?
The ASL Pod on TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook for any of you still occupying Facebook.
So yeah, DM us there, hit us up on emails, keep checking back. We'll answer your questions there, on email, on air, and we'll talk to you soon.
See you next time.